Yes.
So, part two of the Amouage house tour.
Yeah.
Okay. Rating things on, you know, brief overview of the fragrance and then kind of a difficulty rating, since really the questions are often, which one should I start with? What do you think I should start with? So hopefully this is helpful for that. So we just went through what I call the lighter Amouages,
yeah,
which are not light by most modern standards, but for Amouage they are.
Yeah.
And we're working our way up still. Now we're getting into like real Amouage territory here. So Fate Man, okay? Mm-hmm. I want to read the notes on Fate Man. The top notes are cumin, saffron, wormwood, ginger, and mandarin orange. Middle notes are immortelle, incense, kapahu balm, olibanum, labdanum, and rose. And the base notes are licorice, labdanum, sandalwood, cedar, musk, and tonka bean. Like, there's so much going on in there,
yeah,
right? That's classic Amouage at its best. These really, really complex, spicy, resinous, perfectly, beautifully blended fragrances with just enough kind of weirdness going on in there to make people go, whoa, what's going, you know, what's that all about?
Yeah.
But still super wearable, right?
Yeah.
So that's Fate Man. And on the challenge level, you know, I'd put it at about a 6 out of 10.
Yeah, Fate Man.
Maybe a 7, no. Because
the bottle looks a lot like Portrayal Man, but it's a different, like, jewel.
A different jewel, different color cap. But yes, they both got that. This is more of a silver shimmer. This is more of like a gold rainbow shimmer. I love that shimmer. No, I'm going to call this a 6.5.
Okay.
Challenge level.
A little bit more challenging.
It's a little bit more. That cumin note can put people off a little bit. Okay. But still classy, mature, elegant. You know, that's an office scent. I'll wear that into the office.
Okay.
You know, maybe give it 40 minutes to dry down. Don't,
yeah,
don't like blast cumin all over you and then
walk into a crowded space.
It's a lot. Okay. Jubilation 25.
Versus regular Jubilation?
No, this is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because there's one that's like this a is something
regular.
In 45.
This is the regular. This is the original Jubilation.
Okay.
25th anniversary.
Okay.
And then 15 years later, they did a 40th anniversary, which they also did at 40% concentration, hence Jubilation 40.
Got it.
Okay. So this is one of the more famous. This is also just classic Amouage with respect to its complexity, its intensity, the kind of, you know, elegance combined with challenge, where it's like, I don't know, am I just classy and perfectly presentable and dressed up, or am I edgy and, you know, unique? And it's the answer is both. You're both.
Okay.
This is, I don't even know what all the spices are, but it gives, I mean, it's deeply ambery, and then it gives like a Christmas spicy, to me, that's a fall. Cooler weather, you could pull it off in moderate weather. It's definitely not a hot.
It's really nice.
To me.
Yeah, it smells. To me, it smells like one of those fragrances that you could wear all year round. But it's
yeah,
really
that's
really
fair.
Nice.
No, you could. I mean, it's a signature scent.
Mm-hmm.
Also, more distinctly Middle Eastern, I should say. These last two, compared to the ones we did in the first video, you know, these have a distinctly Middle Eastern DNA with that heavier spice profile.
Now, compared to some of the other ones, this one to me strikes me as more of like a scent for a free spirit, not for a corporate man.
Interesting.
To me.
I don't disagree. I mean, the challenge level on that, I think, is a little bit more, you know, or right around the same, maybe. Probably about a 6.5.
Okay.
Which is still very, very wearable. I don't think we start getting into like borderline offensive territory for me until like 8, 8.5.
Okay.
So 6.5, still very wearable. Okay, Lyric Man, maybe a little bit out of place. It's a lighter style, but in this dark red bottle.
Dark red bottle.
Yeah. It's just, it's fresh, soapy rose.
Oh, it's so pretty.
But there's a lot of complexity throughout the dry down. You have to like rose. This is this is a rose dominant fragrance for men.
It's a sensitive artist fragrance.
I like that.
I would call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's again, there's this contrast that happens in a lot of amouage fragrances where on the one hand, I want to say it's fresh, clean, soapy rose. On the other hand, there's this incense, spice. There's this complexity yeah. that's woven into it. It's not a freshy in the classic kind of way. There's too much going on there. But a beautiful rose scent for men. Okay, challenge level there. 4.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say 4 or 5.
Yeah. Okay. Journeyman. Older bottle. I think this is the original year. I want to say 2011.
Okay.
Mm. So now this challenge level is going to get us up to about a 6.5. Maybe a 7.
Yeah, it's a leathery fragrance. To me, that's pretty neutral. I would say yeah. it's like a 5.
Really?
Unless I'm missing something because...
Well, for a lot of people... No, I think your nose is getting more acclimated to your husband. is what's happening. There's a Szechuan pepper note on this that can be a little...
Yeah, maybe spray on your skin.
A little funky. Kind of like the really cumin smell. The cumin in Fate Man. And there's a little bit of a... Start getting into some of the animalics here.
I'm smelling you.
There's a slightly animalic muskiness there. God, that's good.
Mm. All right. Hear me out. I feel like this would suit someone who's either a tour guide or a chef.
Chef, I get. Tour guide, I got no idea where you're getting that from.
It's an adventurous person. Mm. Certain personality type.
You know, we're into kind of amouage in its most kind of classical, finest expressions with Fate.
It's a little dirty. It's a little funky.
Yeah. Fate, jubilation, journey, right? So.
We're at 7 minutes.
I'd say about 7. That's about a 7. Goldman.
Goldman.
Classic, vintage style, aldehydic floral. This was the first amouage fragrance for men.
Mm. It smells really old.
Very old. I think it was 1983 release. Okay,
yeah. Right. This is very much in line with some of your vintage
absolutely
fragrances.
Civity.
Like maybe even like Safari or...
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Kind of, you know, civity animalic, slightly aldehydic, floral. I mean, you've got to be a mensch to pull this off. For sure.
Explain what that means for our younger viewers.
You got to have some hair on your chest. I mean, yeah. This is a metaphor. You don't literally have to have hair on your chest. You got to have some gravitas, some cojones, some self-assuredness. You don't wear this thinking, I hope I get lots of compliments and panties magically fall down around me.
Yeah, you don't care what other people think.
Correct. Yeah. But you're also not like out to offend people.
Yeah.
This is classy. But it's attention-grabbing, unusual, classy.
Unusual in today's market.
For sure.
Yep. Okay, you're at 8.5 minutes.
Okay. Imitation Man, maybe, and I must apologize, it is not the right cap. It's not the right color. I'm sorry.
Nobody would notice
it's an atrocity. I'm going to find the right cap.
Nobody would notice that.
This is maybe the most artistic amouage to me. I'm not counting some of the... Like the Opus series is a whole different thing that we're going to have to get into.
My face.
Oh, interesting. You have the women's version of this, which is also outstanding.
It is beautiful.
It's the kind of fragrance where to speak the notes diminishes the fragrance because it's a piece of artwork, and you're not meant to look at the brush strokes like up this close. You're meant to stand back and take the whole thing in. It's beyond description. It is a little challenge. I'm going to put this at a 7 as well.
Yeah.
There's florals, there's spices, there's incense, there's all of the usual things you have in amouage. And then this really kind of interesting plastic vinyl sort of feel to it that I think was intended to kind of evoke the 70s. Imagine walking into like a 1970s record shop. Yeah. Anyway.
You're done.
That's it.
We'll do part 3.
Okay.